Yo, what's up? It's Garrett. Garrett's World, episode 2. Can you believe that? They didn't cancel me yet. After a whole 20-minute episode, people want more, so I'm giving you more. Because you like it, so I'm giving you more, so you have more to listen to. Yeah, you know, that's just how stuff works. But you know, I don't think you're ready. So let me just make you ready. Because guess what? Here comes that fire intro. Welcome to my world. Yeah, it's Garrett's world. Yo, whose world is this? Dude, come on. It's Garrett's world. Alright, wasn't that so good? Second time hearing it, wasn't just so amazing? It's the greatest intro of all time. You can't deny that. But before I start this episode, let me get a few things. Let me just talk about a few things. First off, once again, if you're not following my Instagram, go follow that. That's garretts.world, garretts.world. And that's where I update everyone on what I'm uploading, what I'm uploading about. There's some polls there sometimes of what do you want the episode to be about. And recently, I just did a poll. And there was a vote between Mid-90s and Bastard, the first project by Tyler, the Creator. And my Mid-90s won. But it was very close. Mid-90s won by like one vote. So I decided I'm still going to do a review of Bastard by Tyler, the Creator. And after that, I'm going to dive into Tyler, the Creator's discography and go through Goblin, Wolf, Cherry Bomb, Flower Boy, and Igor. So I'll be doing that for the next couple months or weeks or whatever. So I hope you're ready for that. We'll do one episode on each album, each project. And let's get my thoughts and opinions on that stuff. But then second off is if you want to reach me, don't DM me on Instagram. I'm not going to respond. I might look at it, but I'm not going to respond. If you want to talk to me or say something, just comment on my post. And I'll like or respond or say something there. But just don't DM my account because I'm not going to respond. Okay? If you want to talk to me, again, comment on the post. Don't DM me. I'm not going to respond. I'll look at it, not responding, not doing anything. I'll respond to comments, though. Okay? Okay. All right. Last thing before we get into this review is right now it's currently only on Spotify and my Simplecast website, which is in my bio of my Instagram. I believe it's garretts-world.simplecast.com. And that's where you can listen to it. And there's a link to my Spotify there. And that's where you can listen to my podcast. And I'm working on getting on Apple Music. It's kind of difficult. But hopefully it should be there. This episode should premiere on Apple Podcast or whatever. But if it doesn't, don't get mad. Because it's a lot harder than it was for to get on Spotify for some reason. Which is really dumb. But I'm working on that, so you can listen to that there if that's easier for you than Spotify or using my website. So hopefully that'll be up soon. Use my Apple Podcast, make some of you guys happy, I know that. And also, I just want to thank you guys for all the support on the first episode. I got a lot of downloads, a lot more, like, praise than I expected out of, like, making a crappy first podcast, but a lot of people liked it, and it makes me pretty happy, you know? It feels good when you get people say nice things. So I just thank you guys for all that. And I will be continuing doing this. I'm not stopping. I'm going through the whole summer at least. Maybe make a YouTube channel. Because I really like to make a YouTube channel. Because I did used to make some crappy gaming videos on this old channel I had with my friend. And I hope no one finds that. I was watching some of them today. They are so bad. If you know what I'm talking about. It used to be called Barrio Bros Gaming, something else now. It's so weird, though. It was only like 3 years ago, but my voice sounded so much higher. It sounded like a freaking squealer. I don't know. It sounded dumb. I still do kind of sound dumb, don't you think? Like, I don't sound very intelligent. That's okay, it's just my voice. You know, can't change that. But anyways, I think it's time. I've been talking a lot now. Let's just get into this review. The Mid-90s, written and directed by Jonah Hill. If you don't know who Jonah Hill is, he's the curly-headed heavy guy in Superbad. I believe he was in The Wolf of Wall Street. Haven't seen that, though. He's in some other comedy stuff. He's a funny guy. He looks a lot different now. But this is, like, I believe this is, like, writing and directorial debut, this movie, mid-90s. And I think he did a good job for being an actor and making this movie. And this movie was also made with A24 Films. If you know A24, they made movies like Lady Bird, Hereditary, Midsommar, They Make Euphoria on HBO, The Lighthouse, The Last Black Man in San Francisco, Moonlight, a lot of stuff there. I'm sure you've seen an A24 movie. They're pretty popular now. But mid-90s, written and directed by Jonah Hill, made by A24, and it came out in 2018. It's about an hour and 50 minutes. And now I believe I've watched it like 2.5 times. Well, because I watched it only halfway through, but I've seen enough. I know the plot. And the main star is Stevie, who's his character, but he's played by Sonny Soljak, who was like a child actor. But because of mid-90s, he started doing a lot more skateboarding. Now he does stuff with Illegal Civ, who's like a big, they make a lot of skate videos and stuff, if you know Illegal Civ. And yeah. But anyways, the movie is it's in the mid-90s. It's about this kid who lives with his mom and his brother. And he becomes friends with a bunch of these older skaters and kind of hangs out, do stuff with them, lots of dumb stuff. But he has fun. He kind of finds, like, his own little family there. And some other stars in this movie there's Ray, who's played by Nakel Smith. And I know Nakel Smith, or Nock, because he did a lot of stuff with Odd Future and Tyler, the Creator. And he was always hanging out with them. And it was just cool to see him, like, as an actor. Because he also has a verse on the song Trash Wang by Tyler, the Creator. And he's starting to do some rapping now, which, personally, I don't think is that good. But I think it's cool he's doing that. And to see him as an actor, he did a pretty good job. He had a pretty significant character in this movie. But anyways, I don't really know how I'm going to structure this, so I'm just going to talk about a couple things about this movie. Let me pull up my notes real quick. All right. The main characters here. You got Stevie, who talked about. Fourth grade, who's one of the skaters. Ruben is one of the skaters. This one guy, can't say his name, because I don't swear on this, because that's just dumb. But we'll call him FS. Pretty sure by that abbreviation, you know what I'm talking about? The guy with curly hair, played by Olin something, who's also a skater with Illegal Civ. Ian, who is Stevie's brother. Stevie's mom, I don't know her name. Who am I missing? I don't think I'm missing anyone. But yeah. But one thing I noticed about this movie is there's a lot of cultural references to the mid-90s that are pretty accurate. I mean, I did not grow up in the mid-90s at all. I was probably not even a thought then. But I know a lot of the culture around then. And a couple things I noticed is at the beginning of the movie, Stevie is in his living room playing the SNES, Super Nintendo Entertainment System. He's playing F-Zero, which is one of the great games on the SNES. It's pretty common, you know, Captain Falcon from the game is a pretty popular character in Smash. And it's just a lot of references that makes it feel like it is in the 90s, such as, like, Chocolate Skateboards, which was a big brand in the 90s, and Girl Skateboards. A lot of Big Brother references, Big Brother magazine. There's also, he wears a Ren and Stimpy Show shirt at one point. There's a lot of references there. There's also a scene where Stevie goes to his brother's room. He's looking at all the cool shoes and clothing and CDs that his brother has, because he kind of looks up to his brother. Because in the movie, he never really has a father. There's no father around. I mean, his mom dates some random guys here and there. But he's never really had a father, so I think he's looking for that father figure his whole life. And he found it in his brother. He kind of looked up to him. Even though his brother is a jerk, his brother, like, beats him and stuff. And he is just not a good brother. But whenever he starts hanging out with all the skateboarders and stuff, he finds a new family and like a new father figure who is Ray. He kind of just helps them, like helps him get through stuff and his different struggles. Just kind of a cool idea because, like, I don't know why, I just think it's cool. That's all. Okay. I just think about stuff, okay? Anyways, there's just a lot of great moments in this movie. Like, there's the one moment, if you've seen the movie, which I recommend watching, as you may not understand exactly what I'm talking about. There's one scene where Stevie's really upset because his mom, like, embarrassed him in front of all the skaters. And he's just kind of sitting there, kind of sad. And then Ray comes up and sits next to him and tells him the story about how his brother got hit by a car and died after, like, on his way home for soccer practice, and how FS kind of helped him cope through that and get through that and make him skate instead of just sitting there moping. And you always be like, if you ever feel, it kind of gives idea where if you're feeling sad or stuff, just always find something else to do, get your mind off it. So after that, they go skating and stuff. And it's just kind of a cool idea, like something I've never really thought about, because I don't really think when you're sad, you just kind of sit there sad. But maybe if you do something else, get your mind off it, it does work. And I just never really thought about that. And the thing is, this movie, it does a lot of good things, but it also a lot of bad things. First, there's a couple scenes I do not like. Like, there's the scene when they're hanging out in the Motor Skate Shop. It's a skate shop where the skateboarders hang out, and I think they own it, or at least they work there. I don't know. There's a scene where Ruben and Stevie are talking, and the acting is just bad. It's just plain out bad. That's all I have to say. And every scene between them is just bad. Because they're children. They're not actors. But, I mean, the older kids, they're pretty good at acting. Because they're just being them, bunch of ignorant skateboarders in the 90s. Another thing I don't like is the scene where they go to the party at the girl's house, and the scene between Stevie and that girl is really weird. If you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, God, I coughed. I'm sorry. I just coughed. I'm sorry. And there's a couple other scenes that don't really make sense but are there. And I just don't really like them. It's just kind of a personal preference thing. And yeah, I'm kind of sorry. I was thinking about something. I'm sorry. No, I'm not a good podcast guy. Don't tell me I am, okay? I'm not used to this. I'll get used to it at some point. But not right now, okay? Because this is like my second time. But one thing that is the great thing about the story is they're all have their troubles. Stevie, he has his abusive brother. He doesn't have a dad. Fourth grade is super poor, and he's not that smart. Like, his family is super poor. Ruben's mom abuses him, so he skates all day and only goes home when his mom's asleep to avoid getting beaten. FS is addicted to drugs, and he does a lot of alcohol because I don't really know why, but that's all he's focusing on. He kind of gave up on skating. Well, he's not trying to go pro anymore. He just kind of ruined his career, you know? Talked about Ray, his brother got hit by a car and stuff. But Ray's kind of like the father of the group. He's the most put together one, as he wants to go pro and he tries his best. And he is a good skater. He's probably the best skater there. But his friends kind of hold him back from following his dreams because he always has to take care of them. Which I think people can relate to as, like, being a parent. I'm not a parent, but I'm sure, like, the idea of not being able to chase your dreams because you have to provide for a family or have to leave a situation for the betterment of others, which is something Ray has to deal with throughout the movie. And it's just cool because there are all these people who all have their troubles, but they come together. And when they're together, they usually don't feel bad about anything. They're all just a bunch of kids. Like, they don't have to worry about anything. So they're just doing what they love, which is skating. Which is something I think a lot of people can relate to. As, like, when you're really stressed out, you always find something you love to do. And it kind of gets your mind off things. And that's kind of what they do here. And Another thing I want to talk about is there is a appearance from Jared Carmichael. If you know Jared Carmichael, he's a comedian. He does acting too. He's also on Igor. He's the guy. He's like, it's like you have to close the door, open the window. That guy. I don't know exactly what the lyrics are. But he's just a cool guy, and it's cool he had a little appearance there. He was like a cop trying to get them off the property, but it's a funny scene there. But I think this movie is a pretty good movie. It does a lot of things right. Like, it makes me feel like I'm in the 90s, even though I didn't grow up in the 90s or lived then. It makes me feel like I'm in a different time period. They have some good group of kids as the actors and playing these skateboards, because they seem mostly like skateboards and not just actors, which is pretty cool, because I think they are skateboarders primarily, and Jonah Hill is just like, hey, you want to come do a movie? So they did. And they just did their roles great, I think. They did a good job. The cinematography is great, like the scenes where they're going down the street, the skateboard, and the camera's just kind of looking at them. It's a great cinematography. It has like a gritty lens too, so it just gives it this kind of style that doesn't seem modern, but doesn't seem super old. The music selection is great. It's very amazing music selection with songs from The Far Side, Souls of Mischief, you know, 93 to Infinity. There's also some The Smiths songs in there, which is more like from the 80s, but I guess it kind of fits there, I guess. I don't know. And just a lot of other references, like Steve's little brother has a Nasty Gnaw shirt on at one point. It Ain't Hard to Tell, it says, which is a great song. One of my favorite Nas songs. And it does a lot of things right, but also does a lot of things bad. Like I said, the scene where they're at the party, the relationship between Stevie and his mom's kind of weird, because Stevie has no reason to really hate his mom, but he does. I don't know, understand it, but whatever. And it has some questionable things about it. That's all I'm going to say. But in the end, I think it was an enjoyable movie. You just kind of sit there, watch through it. You don't feel bad at the end. Well, besides, I don't want to spoil it too much, so I'm not going to say what happens at the end. But go check out the movie you want to know, and you'll find out what happens. Because there's a great moment at the end there. Well, it starts off as a sad moment. But anyways, I think it's a pretty good movie. I enjoyed it. Overall, I'm going to give it a rating. I think it's like I'll give it like an 8 out of 10. Because I think it's a very enjoyable movie. It's not too long, not too short. And you don't feel like bored watching it. It has a great story. But there's just some things it doesn't do very well, which is why I'm hesitant to give it a higher score than 8 out of 10. So, but that's my personal preference. You can have your own opinions. I don't care. But yeah. And that's pretty much it for this review here. This is kind of a weird video. I kind of rambled about stuff. I'm going to say it's my first review. I'm going to work on it and practice and stuff, so it gets better for the next time for when I do that Bastard review, because I know a lot of people are looking for that. So I'm going to work on my technique so it's not as long spaces and more talking, you know. But I hope you enjoyed this review. I hope you enjoyed my opinions. I recommend go watching it on mid-90s. I believe it's on Amazon Prime Video, or you just rent it from whatever cable or whatever you have. But I recommend watching it. It's a good movie. There is a lot of swearing and drug use in it, though. So I don't know if that's the best for you, depending on who you are to watch. But I don't think you'll regret watching it. But I don't know if it's hard not to enjoy it, but there are some questionable scenes, that's all I'm going to say. But go check out Mid-90s if you want. Thanks for watching this, listening to this review. Bastard Review will be out in episode 3. Again, check out my Instagram, garrets.world. And I hope you enjoyed this little podcast here. And have a good week, day, year, whatever you want to believe. What do you want me to say? That's why I want to have a good life. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Anyways, thanks for listening. This is Garrett. And now you are now leaving Garrett's world.